Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We also spoke a few minutes ago with Governor Charlie Baker, and we asked him what he's seeing across the state this morning.
Well, pretty much what we expected starting around midday yesterday, which is that this storm was going to start in the western part of the state, come across into eastern Massachusetts sometime after midnight, and that we would probably end up with somewhere between 6 inches and 12 inches, depending upon where you live. And we've had crews out pre-treating roads all night until the snow started to fall, and then obviously they started moving the snow, and the public transportation system has been running snow trains pretty much all night on both the commuter line and the rapid transit system, and people have been out shoveling parking lots and platforms and bus stops and all the rest pretty much all night as well. We're not opening until 11 as a Commonwealth. We made that decision on a phone call around 6 o'clock yesterday when we realized what the storm was going to look like. And my big message to everybody is, with all the school cancellations, we're starting late. City Hall in Boston isn't open. If you have the opportunity to stay off the roads this morning, we would sure appreciate it if you do. If you need to go somewhere, please try and use public transportation, and give us a chance to, as this storm winds down, to get the roads down to pavement. And if you need to go out, it'd be great if you could do it this afternoon and not this morning.
So that 11 a.m. delayed start time that you mentioned for non-emergency state workers still expected to remain in effect?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Definitely. This is a great example of, you know, we got pretty much what the weather folks said we were going to get, maybe a little more in some places, but they told us this was going to be a big storm. It was going to start sort of around midnight and run right through the commute this morning, and they were pretty much spot on.
What about public transportation? You did recommend that folks use that this morning. I'm wondering, are you seeing any issues this morning on public transportation?
So far, no. In fact, the folks were out running those trains on the tracks on both the commuter rail system and the rapid transit system pretty much all night. I do think, as we anticipated, you know, some of the bus routes are going to be, people are going to be traveling on what they call the snow routes today, not the traditional routes. That's all available on the on social media, and most of the customers of the bus system are pretty well plugged into the apps that the MBTA communicates with respect to the routes they'll actually be running today, given some of the issues with snow in the streets. But overall, we're running what I would call a regular Monday schedule, but it's pretty light so far.
What are some of the, what's the big challenge, would you say, today?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be to get as much of this stuff down to pavement as possible before it gets cold. And that is really going to be our goal. And I know it's the goal of most of the folks in local government as well, because as the forecast has played out, the message is starting around noon, temperature is going to drop and it's going to get way below freezing. And it's going to be that way and stay that way for several days. So I think our hope is that we'll be able to do everything we can to get state roads and parking lots cleared, and as I said before, you know, train platforms, bus stops, all that stuff cleared before this stuff really starts to harden. And I know for a lot of local communities, that's the objective with respect to what they want to get done today as well.
All right, Governor Baker, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Okay, you guys stay safe.